I'm Ashley Rose for AtlantaFalcons.com. The final install being implemented into walkthroughs yesterday, and today, August 10th, it's all about execution.
We're not there yet. You know, that's what training camp's for, and obviously training camp isn't over. We just got to continue to keep working. You know, like coach challenges every day to come out here and give our best, and that's what we're going to do day in and day out.
The defensive line will be filled with rotation this year, both Claiborne and Babineau filling in at that pass rusher spot along with rookie Vic Beasley. Both Hageman and Jackson actually partaking in UFC training in order to slim down in the offseason and be faster off the ball for that 4-3 scheme.
Well, I think we're going to ask him to move a little bit more than you do traditionally in the 3-4 scheme. And then to be, for those guys, a little bit lighter, to finish a little better too. So Tyson's been lighter and Rasheed's been lighter. So we're keeping their weight down intentionally so they can be on the move. That's just part of the scheme and the philosophy that we have. So as opposed to being so stationary, maybe even need more size and bulk at times in the 3-4. In this system, we'll actually want them on the move a little more. So they both came back in really good shape. Tyson and Rasheed, especially Rasheed over the last few days, the technique is really coming together for him. It's exciting to see that with him.
Defensive line coach Brian Cox said there will be a lot of contenders for that starting title, but the title doesn't really matter due to rotation. Keep your eye out for rookie Grady Jarrett as he transitions into the NFL.
You talk about the young guys, you talk about Grady Jarrett, I call him truck driver. I got all my rookies got nicknamed, but he looks like a truck driver, and he has the work ethic of a truck driver. So, you know, when you talk about him, just his quickness, his speed.
This is the most talented the defense has been in a very long time, and this is the year for them to rebuild and make a name for themselves. You can come check them out here at Flowery Branch for day 10 of training camp, Tuesday, August 11th. Gates open at 9 a.m., and practice starts at 10. Thanks for joining us on All Access. I'm Ashley Rose.